ESLPod.com presents Interview Questions Answered, Episode 1. Hello, I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. This series is designed to teach you the English you need to know to have a successful interview. The questions from this series are the most common questions asked at U.S. business interviews. Each episode has two parts. First, we give you some important tips on how to answer the interview question. Second, we provide you with two sample answers that use these tips in answering the question, and that you might hear in a typical business interview. You will hear each sample answer read slowly. Then, you will hear an explanation of the vocabulary and expressions we used in the answers. Finally, you'll hear the answers read at a normal speed. All the episodes come with a written learning guide that contains all of the tips we discuss, definitions and sample sentences for each of the vocabulary words we use, and a complete transcript of the episode. Let's begin with question number one. Tell me about yourself. The question, "Tell me about yourself," is usually the first question that you will hear in a business interview. Your goal in answering this question is to prove to the interviewer, to show the interviewer, that you have the skills and experience to be the ideal or perfect candidate for the job. Here are some tips in answering this question. Keep your answer short, at about 2 minutes. The person interviewing you wants you to give them an overview, a general idea of your skills and qualifications. You don't want to talk too much on this first question. 2, maybe 3 minutes is all you will really need. Since you can expect that this question will be asked in the interview, you should prepare something that you can tell the person the general qualifications that you have in that short amount of time. Our second tip is to focus on work-related skills and accomplishments, not personal information. When the interviewer asks you to tell him or her about yourself, they're interested in things that are related to the job. You may have some personal accomplishments or personal information, but what you want to do mostly here is to talk about why you are a good person for the job. So don't talk about your family or a good vacation you went on or something that you have done that is not related to the job in some way. Our third tip is to tell the interviewer why you think your work-related skills and accomplishments would be an asset to the company. An asset is a positive contribution to the company. You want to tell the person interviewing you not just what your skills are, the things that you can do, and the things that you have done, your accomplishments. You also want to tell them why these are related, why they are important for the company, why you would be able to give something to the company it doesn't have right now because of your skills and accomplishments. Fourth, you want to describe your education or work history very briefly. Normally, if you're going on an interview, you would talk about very briefly what you studied in college, for example. What degrees you have? Do you have a bachelor's degree? Do you have a master's degree? Do you have a PhD, a doctorate? You want to tell them where you went to school, what you studied at the school. And then you want to say a little bit about what companies you've worked with or worked for and what positions you have had in those companies. So you want to give them some information so they know in general what you've been doing before you came to this interview. You don't normally want to talk about your high school or grade school. Most employers are not interested in that unless you only graduated from high school, that you haven't gone to college yet. Then you might mention your high school degree, your high school diploma. Fifth, you want to tell the interviewer about things you have done and jobs you have had that are related to the position you are interviewing for. You want to tell them about your skills and accomplishments, but you also want to tell the interviewer or interviewers about specific things you have done, specific jobs that you have had that are somehow related to the position you are interviewing for now. Finally, you want to mention one, maybe two, personal characteristics that have helped you accomplish your goals and give a short example to illustrate. We said earlier that you don't want to talk about your personal life in this question, but personal characteristics are a little different. Personal characteristics are things that you have that would be related to the job. Things such as being able to get a job done on time, being able to focus and concentrate your attention on the job. You might say, for example, that you have good attention to detail. You can look at all the little things in an issue or a project and make sure that you are taking care of them. That would be a personal characteristic. And then you could give an example of why that was important in a job that you've already done. You may say, I had a project where I had many different parts that I had to take care of, and I was able to do them all. That way you're showing the person, you're telling the interviewer how your personal characteristics will be able to help you do your job better. An interview in general, particularly for U.S. businesses, is sort of like an opportunity to sell yourself. You have to be able to show to the person that you are the best man or woman for the job. To summarize then, in answering the question, tell me about yourself, you want to keep the answer short, 2 to 3 minutes. You want to focus on work-related skills and accomplishments, not your personal information. You want to tell the interviewer why you think your work-related skills and accomplishments would be a positive thing for the company. You want to talk about your education and where you've worked before you came to the interview. You also want to tell the interviewer the kinds of jobs that you have done and how they're related to the position you're interviewing for. Finally, you can mention some personal characteristics that would be important in doing the job you are interviewing for. Now let's listen to our first sample answer.
I have always enjoyed working with computers, so it was an easy decision to major in computer science at California University with a plan to enter the IT field. In school, I excelled in my computer-related classes, and during my college years, I became particularly interested in software development, especially software that would help consumers. That's why I applied for and completed a 1-year internship with Latido Industries. At Latido, I learned how to formulate new ideas for software and how to communicate those ideas effectively to the rest of the development team. I am a very focused person, and I tend to be product-oriented. At Lodido, I made sure that whatever projects I worked on, I saw to completion. For instance, I worked with a team that was developing a new version of a piece of popular software called Rototype. I asked to be part of every step of software development, and at the end of the project, I was given the responsibility of getting final technical approval. I made sure that I followed through with the right departments, keeping my team informed of the progress. This is the type of work I enjoy, and that's why I applied for a position with your company. Your company is a leader in software development and is in the forefront of new ideas in the field. I think that the products your company has developed in the past several years have been outstanding and are the best on the market. I want to work in a company where I can be challenged and where I can make a contribution. I would very much enjoy working in your company to develop new software and to improve existing ones.
The first sample answer begins with the person telling the interviewer something about her education and what her plans are in terms of the area or the field that she's interested in. She says, "I've always enjoyed working with computers, so it was an easy decision to major in computer science at California University." To major, M-A-J-O-R, in something, is to study something at the university. When you get your bachelor's degree from a four-year university, you have a specialization, something that you are studying, psychology or computer science or business. That's your major. And so you can say in your interview, "I majored in industrial engineering at Bob Smith University," whatever the university is that you studied at. And that's what the interview question does here. She begins by saying what she majored in and where she studied. She says that she had plans to enter the IT field. To enter a field, F-I-E-L-D, means to begin working in a particular area, a particular kind of job. It could be the medical field. It could be the insurance field. When you finish your college education or your high school education, you often are interested in having a particular kind of job. And that's what this expression means, to enter into the blank field, in this case, the IT field. Then she talks a little bit about what she studied specifically at California University. And notice also that she tells us what she was good at. Again, this is important in a U.S. interview in particular, to be able to tell the person things that you are good at. She says in her sample answer, "In school, I excelled in my computer-related classes." To excel, E-X-C-E-L, means to do very well at something, to be excellent in something. It's a good verb to use in talking about your qualifications, why you are good for the job. I excelled in, and then you can talk about what you were good in. In this example, she was good in computer-related classes. When I was in college, I excelled in watching television and not studying. That did not get me any good jobs, however, so don't talk about that. The person goes on and says that during her college years, she became interested in software development. especially software that would help consumers. The people who buy the software are consumers. Notice here she's giving a little more specific information about why she is interested in this particular specialization. She says, "That's why I applied for and completed a one-year internship at Latido Industries." Many times in American colleges, people work while they're in college, often during the summertime, but sometimes part-time during their last 2 years or one of their last 2 years, in an internship. Internship. An internship is when you work for a company as a trainee, as someone who is learning how to do something. The internship is also an example of an accomplishment, something that the person did that shows that they are able to go out and get things done. At Latido Industries, she says, she learned how to formulate new ideas for software and how to communicate those ideas effectively to the rest of the development team. She doesn't just tell the person where she worked in this internship. She says what she did. And in particular, she gives them an example of an accomplishment at that job, things that she learned at that job. The thing that she learned, in part, was to formulate new ideas. To formulate, F-O-R-M-U-L-A-T-E, means to come up with, to think of, to invent new ideas. So she says she learned how to formulate new ideas and how to communicate those or tell those effectively to the rest of the development team. Effectively, E-F-F-E-C-T-I-V-E-L-Y, means the same as quickly and thoroughly, to do something with the most amount of efficiency. She goes on to say that she is a very focused person and tends to be product-oriented. These are two personal characteristics that she has that are related to the job. Then she's going to tell us how she used those personal characteristics or why those personal characteristics were important in the jobs that she's already done. She's still talking about her one-year internship at Latido Industries. She says, "I'm a very focused person." To be focused, F-O-C-U-S-E-D, means to have a very clear idea about what you are doing, to have very good concentration on whatever it is that you are doing. That's a definite positive personal quality. I'm very focused. I can ignore everything around me and do my job effectively. She also says that she's product-oriented. This is something that companies like from their employees. What she means by product-oriented is that she is concerned about the results that she gets. She wants to make sure that she gets the job done. She's product-oriented. You could also say, "I am result-oriented. I'm really trying to get the results that I am supposed to get." She continues that at Latido Industries, she made sure that whatever projects she worked on, she saw to completion. To see something to completion means that you get the project finished, you get the project completed, you get it done. Again, that's something that companies will want from you, that you can actually get things accomplished, get things completed. Then she gives a specific example. She says, for instance, I worked with a team that was developing a new version of a piece of popular software called Rototype. I was asked to be part of every step of the software development, and at the end of the project, I was given the responsibility of getting final technical approval from the boss. So she not only says that she is focused and product-oriented, she gives a specific example at her job of how she did this, an instance or an example. When I was working on this project, I was part of the entire project and I saw it to completion. I was part of the team that finished the project. She says, I made sure that I followed through with the right departments, keeping my team informed of the progress. To follow through means to finish what you have started. This is, again, a positive quality that businesses are looking for. Someone who will follow through on things. Or we may even say someone who has good follow-through, using it as a noun. It means to be able to finish what you are starting. And in this example, she uses this as a piece of evidence, as a sample of her personal qualities. This is the type of work I enjoy, she says, and that's why I applied for a position in your company. Once again, she's connecting what she's done in the past with the company she's interviewing with right now. She's showing them why she would be a good person for their company. At the end of the interview answer, she says, your company is a leader in software development and is in the forefront of new ideas in the field. Everybody likes compliments. Everybody likes to know that they work for a good company. So it's very important in the interview to at some time say, well, I want to work for your company because you're a great company. You're a good company. You don't have to do this too much, but this is a good example of the person saying, I want to work at your company because it's a good company. She says, your company is a leader in software development and is in the forefront of new ideas. The forefront, F-O-R-E-F-R-O-N-T, means to be in the leading position, in first position, someone who is a leader in their area. She says that the products the company has developed have been outstanding. They've been excellent and are the best in the market. I want to work in a company where I can be challenged and where I can make a contribution. Here is the reason why she wants to work in this company. She says they're a good company, and she wants to work in a company where she can be challenged. To be challenged means that someone gives you a problem that you can solve. Someone gives you something difficult or interesting to do. That's a challenge. So she's saying that she likes to be challenged and she wants to make a contribution. A contribution, C-O-N-T-R-I-B-U-T-I-O-N, is something that you give to someone else. It's something positive that you are able to give, usually a company or an organization. In this case, she says she wants to make a contribution to the company. She wants to help the company do what they do. She ends this answer by saying, I would very much enjoy working in your company to develop new software and to improve existing ones. Now let's listen to the interview answer, this time at a native rate of speech.
I've always enjoyed working with computers, so it was an easy decision to major in computer science at California University with a plan to enter the IT field. In school, I excelled in my computer-related classes, and during my college years, I became particularly interested in software development, especially software that would help consumers. That's why I applied for and completed a one-year internship with Latido Industries. At Latido, I learned how to formulate new ideas for software and how to communicate those ideas effectively to the rest of the development team. I am a very focused person, and I tend to be product-oriented. At Latido, I made sure that whatever projects I worked on, I saw to completion. For instance, I worked with a team that was developing a new version of a piece of popular software called Rototype. I asked to be part of every step of software development, and at the end of the project, I was given the responsibility of getting final technical approval. I made sure that I followed through with the right departments, keeping my team informed of the progress. This is the type of work I enjoy, and that's why I applied for a position with your company. Your company is a leader in software development and is in the forefront of new ideas in the field. I think that the products your company has developed in the past several years have been outstanding and are the best on the market. I want to work in a company where I can be challenged and where I can make a contribution. I would very much enjoy working in your company to develop new software and to improve existing ones.
Sample answer number 2. I have worked successfully in sales for over 10 years. One of my first sales jobs was in college, where I majored in business. I worked for the college newspaper selling advertising space. And as an extrovert who likes interacting with people, I was very successful in the job. What also helped me sell more than any other salesperson was my persistence. I was willing to follow up with a potential client over weeks and even months, developing a relationship with them until they were ready to make a deal with us. I'm currently working as a sales rep for the Mitch Muni Company. I have been their top salesperson for the past 2 years. Last year, I sold over $3 million worth of products. Now I'm ready for a new challenge. I want to work in public relations because it's an area where I can use my creativity together with my knowledge of advertising and sales. I have a proven ability to work well with people, and I can develop good long-term relationships with clients. I want to work for your company in particular because you work primarily with internet-based companies, which is an area that is growing at the rate of 40% a year. This makes your company a leader in the industry, and I'd like to be part of that. Like our first sample answer, the second sample answer follows the tips that we discussed at the beginning of this episode. It focuses on work-related skills and accomplishments. It tells the interviewer why the skills that this person has are important for the company. It also talks about education and work history. And it gives personal characteristics that the person believes will help them in their job, as well as specific examples of that in the jobs that they have held. This sample answer begins by the person saying that he has worked successfully in sales for over 10 years. One of his first sales jobs was in college, where I majored in business. He doesn't say what college he came from, but he does say what he majored in, so the person knows that he went to college and he majored in business. Of course, that information will also be on your resume that you give the person that has a list of where you went to school, the college you went to school. He says that he worked for a college newspaper selling advertising space. He's giving an example of his sales job experiences. Now, he might have had other jobs in college, but he doesn't talk about those because they're probably not related to the job he's applying for or his general work experience. So if he worked as a waiter in a restaurant, well, that's not something that is going to help him in this job, so he doesn't talk about it. He says he worked selling advertising space, ads in a newspaper, and then he mentions one of his personal characteristics. He's an extrovert. An extrovert, extrovert, is the same as someone who is outgoing, someone who's very friendly, who likes to talk to people. In a sales position, being an extrovert would be considered a good personal characteristic because you need to be friendly and outgoing in order to get people to buy something from you. The opposite of extrovert is introvert, introvert. That's probably not something you want to mention if you're an introvert. But if you're an extrovert, then that's a good thing to mention for most kinds of jobs. He says he likes to interact with people. He likes to talk to other people. And that was one of the reasons why he was successful. So he connects his personal characteristic to the reason for his success at his job. He also says that he has a lot of persistence. Persistence, persistence, is the same as determination. When you are persistent, you are willing to continue going, even if it's difficult. You don't give up. You don't stop. In a salesperson, being persistent is important. So he says that I have a lot of persistence. And then he gives an example of that. He says, I was willing to follow up or to follow through with an important client over weeks or even months, developing a relationship with them until they were ready to buy something from us, to make a deal with us. Now he talks about where he works right now. He says, I'm currently working as a sales rep or sales representative for the Mitch Muni Company. He's been their top salesperson for the past 2 years. To be the top, T-O-P, means to be the best, to be the highest ranking. This is an accomplishment. This is something that he has accomplished. He has done in his previous job. And so he tells the interviewer about it. I've been their top salesperson. And he tells them specifically how much he sold. I sold over $3 million worth of products. Depending on the job you're interviewing for, you want to be able to give specific information about how you did a good job in your previous positions. Now he says, I'm ready for a new challenge. He wants to work in public relations because it's an area where he can use his creativity together with his knowledge of advertising and sales. Creativity is another personal characteristic. Creativity, creativity, is the ability to think of new ideas, to think of something completely new. And this is something that would be important in his particular job. So he mentions this personal characteristic because it's related to the job he is interviewing for. Then he says, I have a proven ability to work well with people. When we say something is proven, proven, we mean it's tested. It has been shown to be true. Proven is the past participle of prove. Finally, at the end of his answer, he says why he wants to work for this company. He says, I want to work for your company in particular. When we say in particular, we mean specifically or especially for your company. He says that this company works with internet-based companies and that these companies are growing very fast, 40% a year. Notice also that he has done his homework. He has done some research into the company. It's very important that the company knows that you know their company, that you've actually looked at their website and read some of their things and looked at what they do. So he mentions that he wants to work with this company because they're a leader. They are working with the future of this particular field. He ends by saying that this makes your company a leader in the industry, a leader in this area, this type of work. And I'd like to be part of that. I want to be part of that team that works on those things. Now let's listen to the sample answer, this time at a normal speed. I have worked successfully in sales for over 10 years. One of my first sales jobs was in college, where I majored in business. I worked for the college newspaper selling advertising space. And as an extrovert who likes interacting with people, I was very successful in the job. What also helped me sell more than any other salesperson was my persistence. I was willing to follow up with a potential client over weeks and even months, developing a relationship with them until they were ready to make a deal with us. I'm currently working as a sales rep for the Mitch Muni Company. I have been their top salesperson for the past 2 years. Last year, I sold over $3 million worth of products. Now I'm ready for a new challenge. I want to work in public relations because it's an area where I can use my creativity together with my knowledge of advertising and sales. I have a proven ability to work well with people, and I can develop good long-term relationships with clients. I want to work for your company in particular because you work primarily with internet-based companies, which is an area that is growing at a rate of 40% a year. That makes your company a leader in the industry, and I'd like to be part of that. That concludes episode 1 of Interview Questions Answered. This course has been a production of the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Visit our website at eslpod.com. This course was produced by Dr. Jeff McQuillan and Dr. Lucy Say. Copyright 2006. ESLPod.com presents Interview Questions Answered, Episode 2. Hello, I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. This series is designed to teach you the English you need to know to have a successful interview. We'll first listen to some tips on how to answer these questions, and then we'll listen to and explain 2 sample answers for the question. Our question in this episode is, why did you leave your last job, and why are you looking for a new job? Let's start with some tips on answering this question. Your goal in answering this question is to show the interviewer that you had good reasons for leaving your last job, your previous position. You want to minimize any problems that you had. That is, you don't want them to think that you were a bad employee or that your old boss hated you. That would not be a good reason for leaving your job because it may indicate to them that you will not be a good worker for them. So the important point here is to look for the positive reasons for you wanting to leave your job right now and look for a new job. So the first tip is to mention the positive reasons. These could be things like, I want a new challenge. I want to use my skills in a different way. I want to have more responsibility. Things that indicate that you are perhaps ambitious, that you want to get ahead, that you want to be successful. The second tip in answering this question is to never criticize supervisors, coworkers, or the company. It's not a good idea to say, well, I'm leaving my job because my boss is an idiot. Your boss might be an idiot. That might be true. I know mine is. But that's not a very good reason to give the employer that you are interviewing with, because they will think negatively of you. So don't say anything bad about the people you worked for or the people you worked with, the other employees. You also want to avoid saying negative things about the company that you work for. Again, you need to be positive. You don't want to mention any problems with the management or the supervisors or the bosses of your company right now. You can also tell the interviewer what we would call neutral reasons for leaving. For example, your wife got a new job in a different city, and so now you need to get a job in that city. Or there may be some other personal or professional reason why you need to move from one job to another or from one part of the country to another. These aren't necessarily things that are going to help you get the job, but they explain why you are getting a new job, why you are looking for a new job. Maybe your company is closing its office in the city where you live and you have to find a new job. Those would be neutral reasons. Not positive, not negative, but neutral. The next tip is to always stay positive, no matter how bad the situation you are leaving. Once again, don't be negative about your current position. You want to use the right words in your answer to this question so that you don't sound too self-serving. In other words, you don't want it to be that you are doing this change in jobs just for you. So instead of saying, I'm seeking better opportunities, you might say, I'm looking for a situation that will use more of my skills and experiences so that the company sees that you are trying to offer something to them. Another thing to avoid, to not do, is to sound like a job hopper. Someone who is a job hopper, H-O-P-P-E-R, is someone who moves jobs frequently. Every year, every 2 years, they have a new job. You want to show your employer that you have some commitment to your job. You're not going to leave your job in a year or 2 years. Employers usually don't want to hire people who are going to leave them in a short amount of time. So don't talk about the 10 jobs that you had in the last year. That would not make you look very good. Use the opportunity of this question to tell the interviewer more about your skills and abilities. Even though the question is, why did you leave your last job? You can include in your answer more information about why you are a good person for this job. As always, you want to keep your explanation fairly short. Otherwise, the interviewer might think that you are making excuses. You don't want to give a long list of reasons why you left your last job. You want to be honest, positive, and brief in your answer. Let's listen to a sample answer now. Then we will discuss the answer and listen to it again at a normal speed. Here we go.
I've been with Lauderdoe for over 5 years, and I've enjoyed working there. I learned a lot about software development and how to work effectively with my colleagues. About 2 years ago, I began getting interested in other aspects of design and started learning about new ways that the field is creating and developing new designs. I completed training that qualifies me to oversee other types of projects than the ones I work on now at Lauderdoe. That's why I'm now looking for a company that will allow me to more fully utilize my new skills and where I can take on new challenges. What I see in this position is also the opportunity for growth and advancement. I think that my current skills and abilities are a good match with the current needs of this company.
In answering the question, why did you leave your last job and why are you looking for a new job? Our first sample answer begins by the woman saying that she has worked for her current company, Lauderdoe, for over 5 years, and I've enjoyed working there. Notice that she's positive right away. I've worked here for X number of years, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, and I enjoyed it. It was a good job. So she starts by saying something positive. She also says that I learned a lot about software development and how to work effectively with my colleagues. Notice that she uses this answer to give more information about her skills and qualifications. She says, well, I worked at this company for 5 years, and I learned a lot about software development. And I also learned how to work effectively with my colleagues. A colleague, C-O-L-L-E-A-G-U-E, is the same as a coworker, a fellow employee, someone else who works with you at your company. So she gives an answer here that says how long she's worked at the company, that she's enjoyed it, and that she has learned these new important things. She then goes on to say that about 2 years ago, I began getting interested in other aspects or other parts of design and started learning about new ways that the field is creating and developing new designs. She's saying here that I got interested in other things. And again, this shows creativity. This shows initiative. This shows ambition, that she wants to get better, that she wants to improve her skills. She then says that she completed training that qualifies me to oversee other types of projects. Training is the same as education. She maybe took a course or read some books or went online and got training. She learned new information. And that information qualifies her to oversee other types of projects. To qualify, Q-U-A-L-I-F-Y, means that it gives you the ability to. It gives you the skills to. So she did this training, and that training gave her the ability to oversee other types of projects. To oversee, O-V-E-R-S-E-E, one word, means the same as to supervise, to have responsibility for someone else's work. Once again, she's giving the reason why she left her last job. And she's saying that, well, now I have these new skills. I have these new qualifications because I studied. And this is a reason why she's looking for a company that will allow her to more fully utilize my new skills and where I can take on new challenges. So now that she has these skills, these new skills that she can't really use at her current job at Latido Industries, she says, well, now I'm looking for another company that will allow me to use or utilize, the verb to utilize, U-T-I-L-I-Z-E, is the same as to use. So she wants to more fully utilize, meaning she wants to use them completely. She wants to use all of the skills that she has. She finishes her answer, and remember, you want to keep the answer short for this question, by saying, what I see in this company is also the opportunity for growth and advancement. Here she's complimenting the company. She's saying, well, I like this company. I want to leave my job because this is a good company. She uses two words that would be common in describing a company that you might want to work for. One is that there is opportunity for growth, G-R-O-W-T-H. The word growth comes from the verb to grow, G-R-O-W, which normally means to get bigger or to get older. In this case, the noun growth is really talking about becoming better at something, either personally or professionally. So she says she's looking for the opportunity for growth, the possibility that she can get better at what she does. She's also looking for advancement. This is an important word, advancement. A-D-V-A-N-C-E-M-E-N-T. Advancement is the same as promotion, getting a higher level job, getting a better job. If you're looking for opportunities for advancement, you're looking for a company that can give you a better job, a higher level job. This shows the employer that you are ambitious, that you want to succeed, you want to be successful. She ends her answer by saying, I think that my current skills and abilities are a good match with the current needs of this company. When she says her skills are a good match, M-A-T-C-H, she means that they're a good connection, a good fit between her skills and what the company needs, so that they complement each other. They combine well. She says they're a good match with the current needs of the company. The needs are the things that the company requires. It's a noun. It can also be a verb, to need something. Here it means this is what the company needs. This is what they don't have now. And I have some of those things. Now let's listen to the sample answer, this time at a normal speed.
I've been with Latido for over 5 years, and I've enjoyed working there. I learned a lot about software development and how to work effectively with my colleagues. About 2 years ago, I began getting interested in other aspects of design and started learning about new ways that the field is creating and developing new designs. I completed training that qualifies me to oversee other types of projects than the ones I work on now at Latido. That's why I'm now looking for a company that will allow me to more fully utilize my new skills and where I can take on new challenges. What I see in this position is also the opportunity for growth and advancement. I think that my current skills and abilities are a good match with the current needs of this company.
Now we're going to listen to another sample answer to the question, why did you leave your last job and why are you looking for a new job? First, we'll listen to this at a slow speed, followed by an explanation of the answer and the vocabulary, and then again at a normal speed. Let's get started. The primary reason I left Mitch Muni Company was because the company went through a restructuring and my position was eliminated. Up to that point, however, I had a very good track record and received positive employee evaluations each of the 3 years I worked there. Leaving Mitch Muni actually allowed me to make a career change that I had been thinking about for some time, and that is more aligned with my career goals. Although I've worked successfully in sales for the past several years, my education and my interests are more closely related to marketing. I'd like to find a position that would allow me to use my knowledge and skills to do challenging work. This position would also give me more responsibility than I had at my last company and more promotion opportunities. I think that my skills and abilities are a good match for this job. In our second sample answer, we have a slightly different situation. In our first answer, the person was leaving their job because they wanted a better job. Here, the main reason this person is leaving his job is because his company had decided to eliminate or fire or get rid of some of their employees. He says, the primary reason I left the company was because the company went through a restructuring. The word restructuring, R-E-S-T-R-U-C-T-U-R-I-N-G, is a popular word in American businesses that means that the company decided to reorganize to become more efficient. Usually this means that they fire or get rid of some of their people. In this answer, the person says that his position, his job, was eliminated, meaning they no longer were going to have his job at the company. They got rid of it. So this is a polite way, a nice way of saying that I was fired. However, you can be fired, you can be removed from your job because you do a bad job, or in this case, because the company changed itself and got rid of your job. So this person is saying, well, I didn't do a bad job. The company restructured and they eliminated, got rid of my job. He then continues by saying the good things that he did at his job, why he did a good job, or evidence that he did a good job. He says, up to that point, meaning before the company restructured and eliminated his position, that point in time, or up to that time, he had a very good track record. A track record, T-R-A-C-K-R-E-C-O-R-D, two words, is your history of what you did on a job. It's how well you did something or how badly you did something. So if you say, I have a good track record at sales, or I have a good track record in selling things, that means that I have a good history. I have done it successfully for a certain amount of time. He also says that he received positive employee evaluations each of the 3 years he worked there. Notice that he also says how long he worked there, 3 years. Employee evaluations are when your boss usually writes a paper, a report, on how good of a job you've been doing, or what his or her opinion is of how you have performed at your job, how you have done your job. And he says, I receive positive employee evaluations, meaning my bosses liked my work. He then, instead of stopping there, he then gives other reasons why he's looking for a new job that are more positive. The fact that his job was restructured and eliminated, that is a neutral reason. Not positive, not negative. This now is a positive reason for him looking for a new job. He says leaving his company allowed him to make a career change that he had been thinking about for some time or for a long time. A career change is the same as taking a new kind of job. Your career, C-A-R-E-E-R, is the kind of work that you do. You could be a university professor. You could be an auto mechanic. You could be a lawyer. All of these are different careers. So he's saying that he wants to have a different or new career, and he's looking for something that is more aligned with his career goals. Your goals, G-O-A-L-S, are your objectives, what you are trying to accomplish. Your career goals are what you want to do with your work life, what you want to do in terms of the work that you do. When he says that he's looking for a job that is more aligned with his career goals, he means he's looking for something that is closer to what he wants to do. The verb to align, A-L-I-G-N, means to put things together, to combine things so that there's a good match. So he's looking for a different career that is better matched to what his goals are. He says, although I've worked successfully in sales for the past several years, my education and my interests are more closely related to marketing. So he's saying, well, I know I've worked in sales, and this is a different job, a different kind of job. However, I have education in this area, and I'm interested in this area. This is an especially good way to answer this question if you're moving to a different kind of job, from a software engineer to a manager position. When you are changing your career, you want to say that you still have experience or education related to this new job. He says he'd like to find a position that would allow him to have more responsibility than he had at his last position. Once again, he's showing his ambition. He's showing his desire to succeed, to do better. He's looking for more responsibility. Usually when we talk about responsibility at a job, we mean the person is looking to be a boss, is looking to be a manager or a supervisor, or someone who has more important work to do. He's also looking for promotion opportunities. Promotion opportunities are the same as advancement opportunities. Remember, advancement is when you want a better job, a higher level job. This is what this person is also looking for. And again, American businesses like that. You say that because it shows that you have energy, that you have ambition, that you want to do better. And that's an important characteristic, an important personal quality that many U.S. businesses look for in their employees. Now let's listen to the sample answer at a normal speed. The primary reason I left Mitch Muni Company was because the company went through a restructuring and my position was eliminated. Up to that point, however, I had a very good track record and received positive employee evaluations each of the 3 years I worked there. Leaving Mitch Muni actually allowed me to make a career change that I had been thinking about for some time, and that is more aligned with my career goals. Although I've worked successfully in sales for the past several years, my education and my interests are more closely related to marketing. I'd like to find a position that would allow me to use my knowledge and skills to do challenging work. This position would also give me more responsibility than I had at my last company and more promotion opportunities. I think that my skills and abilities are a good match for this job. That concludes episode 2 of Interview Questions Answered. This course has been a production of the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Visit our website at eslpod.com. This course was produced by Dr. Jeff McQuillan and Dr. Lucy Say. Copyright 2006.